With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump held a campaign rally in Iowa Saturday, warning that President Biden will never get tough with China for one reason.
Crooked Joe is weak on China because Crooked Joe is owned by China. He's owned by China. Does anybody know that? He's a corrupt politician and he's totally compromised.
And he vows to change things.
Joe Biden's banana republic ends on November 5th, 2024. We got to make sure of that.
Meanwhile, President Biden's job approval numbers are going down.
The RealClearPolitics.com average of a dozen major polls shows support for the president under 41%, more than 3% lower than former President Trump at a similar point in their third terms. Mr. Biden's disapproval is trending toward his worst mark, above 57%, after the 9.1% inflation reading in July more than a year ago. Adding to Mr. Biden's woes over the U.S. economy are divisions within his own party over how he's handling the Hamas attack against Israel from Gaza last month. George Williams reporting.
Oregon's ill-advised drug decriminalization law is facing a backlash amid a surge in public drug use fueled by fentanyl and an increase in synthetic opioid overdose deaths. The measure will be among the top issues in the upcoming legislative session beginning in February. Republicans have proposed reimposing criminal penalties for drug possession. Even top Democrats who backed the law now say they are open to amending it. Country singers, romance novelists, video game artists, and voice actors are appealing to the U.S. government for immediate relief from the threat that artificial intelligence poses to their livelihood. However, tech companies are largely happy with the status quo that's letting them gobble up published works with AI. This is SRN News. The pro-life movement took a beating in last week's off-year elections.
They represent a massive reality call, wake-up call, a massive alarm that should go off to all of us who are seeking to understand these things through a Christian biblical worldview and who are trying to translate those truths into public policy. Because there's just no other way to put it. Tuesday was a nearly unmitigated disaster.
Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Convention says pro-lifers have a lot of work to do.
We have a far greater challenge than we knew, but to be honest, it is not necessarily a greater challenge than we feared. Those of us who have been working in the pro-life movement for decades understood that we would find out where Americans really stand on these issues only after Roe v. Wade were removed.
He predicts 2024 will be a pivotal election year for abortion. You can hear more in his daily briefing at albertmoeller.com. Republicans in Louisiana have swept three runoff races for powerful statewide offices.
Those include Liz Morrell, elected Attorney General Saturday, Nancy Landry as Secretary of State, and John Fleming, the new Treasurer. The GOP success in a state that has had a Democrat in the governor's chair for the past 8 years means that come January, Republicans will control the five most powerful positions in Louisiana's executive branch. In addition, the GOP holds majorities in both the House and Senate. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, November the 19th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including iconic talk show host Dick Cavett. He is 87 years old. Broadcasting and sports mogul Ted Turner turns 85 today. Former NASA astronaut Eileen Collins, 67. This is SRN News.